Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.
Hello and
hey.
Welcome, Fia.
Hello, thank you.
And you brought Josh.
Hi.
Okay, Fia, your only non-electronic instrument on stage is a kalimba.
Yes.
Why did you show us, of all the nice instruments there are on the world, the really nice kalimba you brought here?
Well, I think that the kalimba chose me because I did study piano and then saw someone playing a kalimba just like by chance and thought I would buy one as a toy. And then I pretty much fell in love with it and just kept playing it. And then we were moving to Europe, so the idea of having a very small instrument was very appealing.
Ja, sie hat es eigentlich als Spielzeuginstrument gekauft, aber dann sich irgendwie darin verliebt und dann ist sie nach Europa gezogen und da ist natürlich so ein kleines Instrument ein bisschen besser zu transportieren als so ein großes Piano. How did you like get to know the kalimba? Are there kalimba teachers, kalimba lessons in Australia?
No, well, maybe.
Maybe.
I think because I had such a musical background, it was so lovely to pick up an instrument which I had dexterity because I'd played lots of scales, you know, but I could just sort of play it by ear and that was really fun for me, just to experiment with it.
Okay, sie hat sich das also selbst beigebracht, kommt ja aus einem musikalischen Elternhaus, deswegen natürlich ein Vorteil und hat sich einfach selbst zum Kalimba-Profi geworden. You said you studied classical piano in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Now your music is like with a lot of beatboxing and the loop pedal, it's quite far away from my ears from classical music.
Yep, it is.
How come?
Well, I guess I always had that interest, like even when I was like learning piano and really enjoying classical and jazz, I also was listening to the Beatles and the other pop songwriters. And so it was sort of like for quite a while, it was like I had two musical lives. And then I feel like with this, even though it doesn't sound classical, it's quite, you know, intense and I have to like compose it and I feel like it sort of brought the two worlds together.
Mhm. Also sie hat ja klassisches Piano studiert und ich habe sie gefragt, ob das sie immer noch beeinflusst und sie sagt schon, ja, das ist schon immer noch ein Mix, also sie bringt immer noch musikalisch die zwei Sachen zusammen, also das ist auf jeden Fall, auch wenn es für mich jetzt nicht unbedingt immer hörbar ist, es ist noch mit dabei. Die Australierin Fia und ihre Kalimba und natürlich ihr Gitarrist Josh sind bei uns zu Gast. Und bevor wir weitersprechen, hören wir einen Song und zwar live eingespielt hier im Detektor FM Studio. What song are you going to play?
Yeah, we're going to play our single first, which is called Do You Ever.
Oh, 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 oh.
oh 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 oh. If you count the seconds between lightning and thunder, you'll know how often it is, I wonder. Can you hear? It's getting closer. Oh, why can I take cover? I said, rain, go away, come again another day. Rain, rain, go away, come again another day. Rain, rain, go away, come again another day. And I just want to know, come again another day. How can I let go? Don't wanna be, don't wanna be drowning in memories. Think about me, I think about you. I remember that time in my life, and I wonder, do you? Meaning in between glass, thinking all about us. Kissing in between glass, thinking all about us. I'm drowning in, I cannot swim in memories, memories. I'm drowning in, I cannot swim in memories.
That was great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Fia mit Do You Ever live eingespielt hier im Detektor FM Studio, nur mit ja, ihrer Kalimba, der Loopstation. Sie hat sich dann immer selbst geloopt und Josh an der Gitarre. Fia kommt aus Australien, lebt in Berlin, hat gerade eine EP rausgebracht, mit der sie aktuell auf Tour ist. Aber es ist nicht ihre erste EP. Vor 3 Jahren hat sie schon mal eine rausgebracht. In 2011 you released your first EP. The songs were more kind of singer-songwriter style folk music. And yeah, now you play with Josh on stage also. How come you changed the style a bit?
Yeah, well, I guess, in fact, when I recorded that EP, I hadn't discovered the kalimba yet. So it's mainly from the sort of piano perspective. And then it was sort of funny, Josh was playing in the band then, but it was quite different. I had other people and I recorded it, finished, printed it, was about to release it. And then I found the kalimba and sort of thought, oh no, now I just want kalimba in all my songs. But we had this EP, but it was really nice to have it. It was sort of like the first, you know, you have to take a first step.
Okay, also ihre erste EP, die klingt noch ein bisschen anders, weil das war quasi ihre Vor-Kalimba-Zeit. Und als sie Kalimba dann entdeckt hat, dann hat sich natürlich auch ihr Stil geändert. Josh, how do you two came together?
We actually met at Music University in Melbourne.
Ah, okay, so someone has a nice voice. Oh, someone's playing the guitar really good in the other room.
Yeah,
let's melt it together.
It was purely chance because they put people in, they put random people into bands. The teachers organize it.
That's nice. Yeah. And you got like
put together.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just like put two cats in a box and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, there were other people in the band too.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But the magic also happened, and then you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds.
We never looked back. Yeah.
Don't look back.
Yeah.
Okay, ja, sie haben sich an der Musikuniversität kennengelernt. Auch ganz lustig, der Professor, der hat quasi zufällig Leute zusammengewürfelt und da sind die zwei zufällig in einer Band zusammen gestoßen und dann sind sie auch gleich zusammen geblieben und machen jetzt immer noch Musik. You released your EP Do You Ever in April this year.
Yes.
So when do we get to hear a first album of you?
Yeah, well, actually we've just finished recording it. It's taken a while.
Yeah.
But that's because it's going to be really good.
of course.
<yeah. laughs> So we're actually right in the middle of working out how we want to release it. So if there's any really big labels out there, yeah.
Okay. And you recorded it in Berlin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. I mean, Berlin, of course, there are a lot of artists and musicians, but they say, okay, it's a creative city, but it's also a city where procrastination is always like one step away.
Yeah.
How does it feel working in Berlin for you too?
It feels really good. there is like many things to do in your procrastination time. But we've been there a while now, and we've been making some really good music, and so it hasn't been too hard to to get down
to work. I feel like we're surrounded by inspiring, creative people as well who work hard, so it makes you want to do the same.
So you feel a bit forced to also
do something.
But inspired,
of course, that's more positive.
Yeah.
But still, what do you miss from Australia?
Well, I miss...
sun, maybe.
Yeah, the weather, the beach, a family. That's hard. Yeah, the sort of it, like the way of life is different there, but it's also so great to live in Europe for a while. Like, it's just different. It's good.
Fia and Josh, thanks a lot for coming. Have a great show tonight in Leipzig. You're playing?
Yes.
Before I let you go, I want to hear another song.
Yes.
Yes, I get another song. Which song are we going to listen to?
We're going to play you a song which is written about my family heritage, because my grandma was born in Vienna in Austria, and my grandfather actually came from Berlin. So this is a song that I wrote about coming back. So far, so close.
So far, so close. Fia in den Detektor FM Studios.
To help.
to that time again. I'll never set foot in their amazing CDs, their terrible CDs, industrial CDs.
Mit So Far, So Close live im Detektor FM Studio. Vielen, vielen Dank. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks, thanks.
Thanks for coming thanks and playing for us. Fia ist noch den ganzen November mit Kalimba und Loopstation und Josh im Gepäck auf Tour und spielt heute Abend im Horns Erben in Leipzig. Danach kann man die zwei unter anderem in Düsseldorf, Hamburg und Berlin sehen. Alle Tourdaten und die Session zum Nachhören und Nachsehen gibt's nachher natürlich auf Detektor FM. Thanks again.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.